Happy Sunday. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, my name is Jim DeJunis for the North Carolina Reading Service. And the name of our program is Reflections. For the next half hour, I'm going to be reading to you from the Holy Bible. And we're studying Genesis right now. And we'll also read from a book called Jesus Calling, written by Sarah Young. So please join me in prayer. If you will bow your head, clear your minds, take a deep breath or two, and kind of let everything go away. Because God is with us. God is always with us. And let us thank Him for that. Let us thank Him for being an all-powerful and all-knowing and ever-present God. A God that loves you and me so much that just a couple weeks ago we celebrated His Son Jesus' birth. And He gave us Jesus to be the Messiah, the Savior of the world, so that our sinful lives can be forgiven and that we may have union with God, the Father Almighty. Lord, we thank You for the many blessings You give us. Even those things that we don't look at as blessings, they truly are, because everything is for Your glory. Lord, we thank You for our families, our parents, our siblings, our spouses. We thank You for the North Carolina Reading Service and its many volunteers and employees that provide programs like this. We thank You, Lord, for our work and our means. We thank You for those things we love, and we thank You, Lord, for those things we don't care too much for. And again, all for Your glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, last week, we started at the beginning of the Bible week. We got through almost the first five chapters of Genesis, and we will finish the conclusion of about five or six verses, and then get into chapter six. So today, most of our time will be dedicated to Noah, and we'll kind of go into that story a little bit, and I'm sure I'll add a comment or two regarding that. But last week, we kind of went through, when we ran out of time, chapter five is a listing and a genealogy of Adam, all the way to Noah. So Adam's sons, or some of his significant sons, and their children, all the way down. And you can tell back then, I mean, Adam, you know, he had his third son that they noted in the Bible. His name was Seth, and it said that Seth was born in Adam's likeness, and meaning he was a godly man, a God-fearing man, unlike Cain, who murdered his brother Abel and was banned from the area east of Eden. And then Seth had other children, and Seth lived a long, prosperous life, 912 years. And we see over time, the time that these people are living have become fewer and fewer. And I don't know why, but that's what happened. So we pick up in chapter 5, verse 28, and this is, we talk about Lamech. Lamech had lived 182 years, and he had a son, and his name was Noah. And he said, he will comfort us in the labor and painful toil of our hands, because by the grounds the Lord has cursed. After Noah was born, Lamech lived 595 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Lamech lived 777 years, and then he died. After Noah was 500 years old, he became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Chapter 6. When men began to increase in number on the earth, and the daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. Then the Lord said, my spirit will not content with a man forever, for he is mortal. His days will be 120 years. Then Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God went to the daughters of men and had children by them. They were the heroes of old, men of renown. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that in every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil at that time. The Lord grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, I will wipe mankind, whom I have created, from the face of the earth, men and animals and creatures that move along the ground, and birds of the air, For I am grieved I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. Now, any time in the Bible when God calls a man righteous, and he just called Noah righteous, righteousness doesn't mean he's sinless. He's a man. He has sin. He has original sin, and he has committed sins probably every day of his life. But he's righteous in the fact that he believes in God, and he believes in God with his whole heart. You too are righteous when you believe in Christ. When you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you become righteous. Now, Christ wasn't there back then, so just Noah's faith in God got him there to righteousness. But again, it said here, Noah found favor in the Lord's eyes, and that favor was because of his righteousness. Now the earth was corrupt, in verse 11, now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people of the earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Make a roof for it and finish the ark within it, 18 inches of the top. Put a door in the side of the ark and make lower, middle, and upper decks. I am going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has breath of life in it. Everything on earth will perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. Two of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come with you to be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it as a food for you and for them. Noah did everything just as God had commanded him. Chapter 7. The Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Take with you seven of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and two kind of every unclean animal, a male and its mate, and also seven of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep their various kinds alive throughout the earth. 7 days from now I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made. Now Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the floodwaters came on the earth, and Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives entered the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Pairs of clean and unclean animals, of birds and of all creatures that move along the ground, male and female, came to Noah and entered the ark, as God had commanded Noah. And after the 7 days, the floodwaters came on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on the day all the springs of the great deep burst forth and the floodgates of the heavens were opened, and rain fell on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. On that very day Noah and his sons Shem, Ham, and Japheth, together with their wives and the wives of his three sons, entered the ark. They had with them every kind of animal according to its kind, all livestock according to its kind, every creature that moves along the ground according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, everything with wings. Pairs of all creatures that have the breath of life in them came to Noah and entered the ark. The animals going in were male and female of every living creature God had commanded Noah. Then the Lord shut him in. For 40 days the flood kept coming on the earth, and as the waters increased, they lifted the ark high above the earth. The waters rose and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water. They rose greatly on the earth, and all the high mountains under the entire heavens were covered. The waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth more than 20 feet. Every living thing that had moved on the earth perished. Birds, livestock, wild animals, all the creatures that swam over the earth, and all mankind. Everything on dry land that had the breath of life in its nostrils died. Every living thing on the earth was wiped out. Men and animals and creatures that moved along the ground and the birds of the air were wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left and those with him in the ark. The waters flooded the earth for 150 days. But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark, and he sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. Now the springs of the depth of the deep and the floodgates of heaven had been closed, and the rain had stopped falling from the sky. The water receded steadily from the earth. At the end of the 150 days, the water had gone down, and on the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. The waters continued to recede until the 10th month, and on the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains became visible. After 40 days, Noah opened the window he had made in the ark and sent out a raven, and it kept flying back and forth until the water had dried up from the earth. Then he sent out a dove to see if the water had receded from the surface of the ground, but the dove could not find a place to set its feet because there was water all over the face of the earth. So it returned to Noah in the ark. He reached out his hand and took the dove and brought it back to himself in the ark. He waited 7 more days and again sent out the dove from the ark. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there was a beak that had freshly plucked olive leaf. Then Noah knew that the water had receded from the earth. He waited 7 more days and sent the dove out again, but this time it did not return to him. By the first day of the month of Noah's 601st year, the water had dried up on the earth. Noah then removed the covering of the ark and saw that the surface of the ground was dry. By the 27th day of the 2nd month of the earth, it was completely dry. Then God said to Noah, "Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground, so they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number on it." So Noah came out, together with his sons and his wife and his sons' wives, all the animals and all the creatures that moved along the ground, and every bird. Everything that moves on the earth came out of the ark, one kind after another. Now Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of man, even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood, and never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done." As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, will never cease. Chapter 9. Then God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. The fear and dread of you will fall upon all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the sky, upon every creature that moves along the ground and upon all the fish of the sea. They are given into your hands. Everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything. But you must not eat meat that has the lifeblood still in it. And for your lifeblood, I surely demand an accounting. I will demand an accounting from every animal, and from each man too. I will demand an accounting for the life of his fellow man. Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made man. As for you, be fruitful and increase in number, multiply on the earth and increase upon it." Then God said to Noah and to his sons and to him, with him, "I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those who came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be cut off by the floodwaters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant I'm making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbows appear in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all the life on the earth. The sons of Noah. The sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham was the father of Canaan. These were the three sons of Noah, and from them came the people who were scattered over the earth. Noah, a man of soil, proceeded to plant a vineyard. He drank some of its wine. He became drunk and laid uncovered inside his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father's nakedness and told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it across their shoulders. And then they walked backward into the tent and covered their father's nakedness. Their faces were turned the other way, so they could not see their father's nakedness. When Noah awoke from his wine and found out that his youngest son had done to him, he said, cursed be Canaan, the lowest of slaves will he be to his brothers. He also said, blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem. May Canaan be the slave of Shem. May God extend the territory of Japheth, and may Japheth live in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his slave. After the flood, Noah lived 350 years. Altogether, Noah lived 950 years, and then he died. Chapter 10. This is the account of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Noah's sons, who themselves had sons after the flood. The sons of Japheth are Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshish, and Tirus. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenza, Riphath, and Togomar. The sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, Rodin. The sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, Put, Canaan. The sons of Cush, Seba, Halava, Saptha, Ramah, Sabtika. The sons of Rabah, Sheba, Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, who grew to be a mighty warrior on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord, and that is why it said, like in Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. The first centers of his kingdom were Babylon, Erech, Akkad, Kelna, and Shinar. From that land he went to Assyria, where he built Nineveh, Rehoboth, Kala, and Resen, which is between Nineveh and Kala, that is the great city. Mizraim was the father of the Lutites, Anamites, Lehabites, Mephitites, Pathusites, Kalushites, from whom the Philistines came. Canaan was the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, Hivites, Akkasites, Sinites, Everites, Zemarites, Hamathites, and Termites. Later, the Canaanites clans gathered in the borders of Canaan and reached to Sidon, toward Gerar as far as Gaza, and then toward Sodom, Gomorrah, Adamah, and Zeboim as far as Lasha. These are the sons of Ham by their clans and languages and their territories and nations. Sons were also born to Shem, whose older brother was Japheth. Shem was an ancestor of all the sons of Eber. The sons of Shem were Elam, Ashur, Arpharax, Lud, Aram. The sons of Aram were Uz, Hal, Gether, Meshesh. Ephrax was the father of Shelah, and Shelah was the father of Eber. The sons of where were born to Eber are, one was named Peleg, because in his time the earth was divided. His brother's name was Joktan.
Joktan was the father of Elamad, Shiphtha, Hezronoth, Jerah, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abalam, Sheba, Orpham, Havilah, and Jobim were all the sons of Joktan. The region where they lived stretched from Mesha towards Sephrah in the eastern hill country. These are the sons of Shem by their clans and languages in their territories and nations. These are the clans of Noah's sons according to their lines of descent and their nationalities. From these nations spread out all over the earth after the flood. It's amazing how fast the population can increase. Number one, these people lived hundreds of years. They had many, many sons who had many, many sons and daughters, and they just, you know, repopulated the earth. And there is biblical, there is scientific proof that we all come from the same origin from a DNA perspective. So it's amazing that not only are we descendants of Adam, but we're descendants of Noah, who was the father of the three sons that repopulated the earth. Chapter 11. Now the whole earth had one language and common speech. As men moved eastward and they found a plain in Shinar and settled there, they said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the men were building. The Lord said, "If as one people speaking the same language they had begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other." So the Lord scattered them from there all over the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. And from there the Lord scattered them all over the face of the earth. Now this is the account of Shem. 2 years after the flood, when Shem was 100 years old, he became the father of Arphaxad. After he became the father of Arphaxad, Shem lived 500 years and had other sons and daughters. When Arphaxad had lived 35 years, he became the father of Shelah. And after he had become the father of Shelah, Arphaxad lived 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Shelah had lived 30 years, he became the father of Eber. And after he became the father of Eber, Shelah had lived 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Eber had lived 34 years, he became the father of Peleg. And after he became the father of Peleg, Eber lived 430 years and had other sons and daughters. When Peleg had lived 30 years, he became the father of Reu. And after he became the father of Reu, Peleg lived 209 years and had other sons and daughters. When Reu had lived 32 years, he became the father of Serug. And after he became the father of Serug, Reu lived 207 years and had other sons and daughters. When Serug had lived 30 years, he had become the father of Nahor. And after he became the father of Nahor, Serug had lived 200 years and had other sons and daughters. When Nahor had lived 29 years, he became the father of Terah. And after he became the father of Terah, Nahor lived 119 years and had other sons and daughters. After Terah had lived 70 years, he had become the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. This is the account of Terah. Terah had become the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran became the father of Lot. While his father Terah was still alive, Haran had died in Ur of the Chaldeans in the land of his birth. Abram and Nahor both married. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah. She was the daughter of Haran, the father of both Micah and Ishka. Now Sarai was barren, and she had no children. Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, the wife of his son Abram, and together they set out for Ur to the Chaldeans to go to Canaan. But when they had gotten to Haran, they settled there. Terah lived 205 years, and then he died in Haran. Chapter 12, and this is where we start the study of Abraham. And again, first he's known as Abram. The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out for Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people that they had acquired in Haran, and set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of the Morah at Shechem. At that time the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land. So build an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him." So he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he went onto the foothills of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram set out and continued toward Negev. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to live there for a while because of the famine was severe. As he was about to enter Egypt, he told his wife Sarai, "I know what a beautiful woman you are. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife.' Then they will try to kill me. They will kill me, but you will live. So say that you are my sister, so I will be treated well for your sake, and my life will be spared because of you." When Abram came to Egypt, the Egyptians saw that she was a very beautiful woman. And when the Pharaoh's officials saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh, and she was taken to his palace. He treated Abram well for her sake, and Abram acquired sheep and cattle, male and female donkeys, men servants and maid servants, and camels. But the Lord inflicted serious diseases on Pharaoh and his household because Abram's wife was Sarai. So Pharaoh summoned Abram. "Why have you done this to me?" he said. "Why didn't you tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She is my sister'? So I took her to be my wife. Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go." Then Pharaoh gave orders about Abram and his men, and they sent him on his way with his wife and everything he had. We're going to go ahead and conclude there. We just finished chapter 12. We'll begin next week with chapter 13. We only have another minute or so. So what I'd like to do is just end in a prayer. So I'd like to ask the Heavenly Father, the Creator of all, Lord, please open our minds and our hearts and our souls to your glorious word. These words were written by Moses 1,500, 1,800 years ago, and there's a purpose to your words. The purpose is for us to be edified and to be educated and to understand that from the beginning, you had this plan of a relationship with humans, with us, and that plan is, although has been deterred by our sinfulness, you've made alive again with your gift of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless us in the words of Jesus. Thank you for listening to our program, Reflections. The program is available on a podcast at ncreadingservice.org, ncreadingservice.org. Our program is intended for the blind and print impaired. May God bless you and your loved ones this day and every day.